Samachesif Aleph. Yesh mekoyimis shemapsikim bebrachas kriyishma loyim piyutim. There's various places where they take breaks in Birchas Kriyishma to say different piyutim. We see it in our Machzorim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The nochel and loyim eloyim mishum dam hefsek. The Machabe says it's not proper to say them because it's a hefsek. You should only be involved in the brachas of Kriyishma, the Chachomim and Masakim. The Ramah says, Yeshem Rodeinis of Adavah, they'll say that, no, since it's a long bracha, the halacha is that you are allowed to add to long brachas, because it's anyway a long bracha, there's a lot of different bakoshes and oidos in the middle of it. The Maisa, the Ramah says, the minig in Ashkenaz was to say these piyutim, but mekil ve'eno armim lahiv said, but one was mekil not to say them, did not lose out. In other words, since it's a whole discussion whether he should or not, he's not required to say it. He doesn't want to. Also, the hafsek v'lasek calls man shetziba oim piyutim. If you're in a shul and the shul is saying the piyutim, one should not even be oisik v'dibay teira, you shouldn't be payish min atziba. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if he finished them and he's waiting for them to get up to him, even so he should not say dibay teira. And surely one is not allowed to have stam talk, which is not a mitzvah to speak. But a person is just thinking, he's not saying the words with his mouth, and he's just reading the sefer with his eyes, but not saying anything. Just thinking something is not equivalent to saying it. But he's concerned that if people have this minig to daven quicker and then start learning things, they may come to be mafsik. The fact that other people will look at them and say, oh, look at this guy, he's reading his book, I'm going to read my book and tell my friends about what I'm reading. It says by Kaddish, one should not even think about the Torah. You should be focused on what the Kaddish is saying. Like we said before, a person should daven together with tzibur. The mogen should ogle amen. If the shul is saying this piyutim, the yomer oisem imoyim, you should say it together with them. Though the Ramos said that if you're in a shul that is saying the piyutim, you should say it with them. The Mishnah Berurah brings from Achreinim that that's to take on the minhag of the tzibur. But if a person's by himself, it's better not to say the piyutim, because there is this issue of having hefsek in the middle of the bracha. There's another point the Mishnah Berurah brings out in the siman. That even though we said that the heter of saying piyutim is because you're allowed to add to the bracha, because it's anyway a long bracha and has a lot of bakoshes within it, you could add more to it. But at the beginning and the end of bracha always has to be the right format. If it's a bracha that starts with Baruch Hashem Kedem Atalom and ends with Baruch Hashem, it's like by Asher Yotza. If you omit the end of it, then you're ready to change the whole style of the bracha and you're not yoitz. But it does bring that there are opinions that even in such a case, you are yoitz. The person said bracha aruka, that started bracha to shkei mev olam, and he omitted the ending of it, the opinion is he is yoitzer, even so.